Hello and welcome to this podcast from the People's Pension. This is the last of our three podcasts to answer your questions about the legal requirements to increase the minimum contributions for automatic enrolment. In this one, we'll tell you how we can help you with the minimum contribution increase. We want you to know that where we can, we're taking care of the increase for you as much as we can. If your scheme has different contribution rates, is not based on qualifying earnings, or has more than one worker group, then unfortunately we're not able to take care of the increase for you, because we can't predict what you'd like to do. So you'll need to remember to log into online services to make the changes yourself. Even if your scheme is based on qualifying earnings, you'll still need to remember to log into online services to confirm the amounts are correct. To help you with this, we've created an Increases to Minimum Contributions guide. There's also the Help and Support section on our website to answer general questions. Whichever scheme yours is, we want you to know that our award-winning customer service team is always on hand to help. Just call us on 01293 586 666 and we'll be happy to talk through any of your queries. We're open Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Although there's no legal requirement for you to tell your employees about the increase to contributions, you may wish to do so. By telling them, you'll help to minimise queries and reduce the risk of some employees deciding to leave their pension scheme. When it comes to telling your employees about the changes, you'll find plenty of help in the communications toolkit. You can find the link on the podcast homepage. It contains a variety of tools to help you, including template letters for you to use, posters you can put up around the office, and wording for payslips. If your employees would like further information, you can share with them our dedicated page for employees, which explains the increase to minimum contributions from their perspective. Again, the link can be found on the podcast homepage. Thanks for listening. We hope you found it useful. And if you still have questions, please just get in touch.